tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. I can't believe it's 2013. Everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast of 2013, first episode of the year. How you guys doing? My name is Terry Gile.
I'm Gatch.
He's Gatch. He's across the table, and we're not plugging Dr. Pepper right now.
No.
It's a kiss. It's a Christine 16. This is our 16th episode of the third season, aka 316.
It's crazy. A third of the way through, over a third of the way through the third season.
I know. It seems like we just started. It seems like we've only done like 6 or 7 episodes.
Yeah. And season 4 just around the corner.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll be on episode 10-13.
Do you think that Jerry Murphy will have art ready for us by season 4?
I think he's afraid to draw us.
Why? I don't... Because,
I'm hoping that he's listening and he'll get a little bit... ruffled.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to ruffle. I think he's afraid to draw us because he doesn't have the talent.
Ooh.
I saw him draw a picture of Ozzy. Actually, I didn't see him draw it, but I saw the finished product, and I thought he just touched up an actual picture and how good it was. So, but obviously, he can't draw awesome people like us.
Yeah.
Even in a caricature form, which is all we're looking for.
Who did that pencil sketch of yourself?
I got to admit, that was just an effect.
Yeah.
It looked real, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked good. I thought it was real. I didn't think that. I was like, man, that's a hidden talent you've been keeping around. If you pulled that off.
Pencil sketching.
Yeah.
I just
took a pencil to the paper and just
looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
No, actually, our good friend Phil had sent me a private message about what's going on with Drosera and the whole thing. And at the very end of the message, it just said, that was an awesome pencil art. It's detail was awesome. That's because it was a picture.
Yeah.
Thanks to PicArt. Mm-hmm. PicsArt, I think it's called PicsArt. A little app on my Kindle.
That's cool.
Yeah. You can take photos. I was trying to make photos of us into caricatures, but it just gets goofy.
Yeah, I did that on a few things. Well, I mean, that's how we got our images we've used the last two.
I just got reminded by my wife that picture of me is actually at El Torito's.
It is. It is.
It was at a birthday party, and they gave us all those little things with I guess they're horns. Are they horns?
Yeah. It's like a Burger King crown kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, it was an El Torito's cap with a goofy mug.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I was drinking out of either. I was mugging it up for the camera.
You were drinking into it.
Yeah, I was.
That's
2013, motherfuckers. I can't believe it.
This year, I'm going to talk about this year and other years.
I'm going to... My same New Year's resolution this year is to not make any resolutions. But I'm going to try to change.
You just made one.
I know. That's my only
Damn
one.
Damn it. You already broke it.
Oh, I'm catch 22'd out.
Yeah.
It's like I'm making a New Year's resolution to never make any more New Year's. Well, that was last year, so I guess I can't make it anymore. I'm still sticking to the last year. But yeah, last year on New Year's Eve, we went and saw Yabba Neurosis and Brothers of the Sonic Cloth.
Nice.
It was awesome. And I get a little stoked, kind of like our buddy Lance does. I was down there a couple weeks ago at the Yob show with Corrosion of Conformity, and I posted a thing on Facebook saying what Mike was using for his setup. Mike Scheit, he was running through Woody Weatherman's stack, which is the guy from COC. So he was running a Mesa Boogie triple rectifier, I've never seen him play through that, and two orange cabinets and a different guitar that I guess he's played before but I'd never seen. And so I posted Mike's playing through this, and Tad Doyle commented on my post and said, I bet it sounds killer. And I was like, yay, Tad Doyle commented on my post.
Nice.
He's a celebrity.
Where did I see where was I? I was somewhere and I thought I saw Witch Ape Studios on the cover of something.
Probably. They've been doing a lot of stuff, but I don't know. He has a website and stuff, I think.
It seemed like it was a magazine. I don't know if I saw like the cover online or if I saw it like out in a store. I don't know.
I know they've been getting some attention. Yeah. And I know that he's also been having positive and negative experiences. I saw some posts of his saying complaining about the snare sound that a band wants. And, you know, you got to deal when you have a studio that's open to anybody that has money, you have to deal with people that might not be so much on the same page as you. And,
yeah, for sure.
He's like on the last page of the book because he's a smart dude. He knows a lot of stuff. And I also didn't know that his wife does, she works for the power company apparently.
Oh, really?
And so she went back east to do some humanitarian work for the Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think she's back now, but he was saying that he was missing his wife, and she also plays in his band with him. She's the bassist for Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. They're getting ready to have an album coming out. I want to check that out. But yeah, it's 2013, so this episode, we're going to go looking back on what happened.
Yeah, is everybody ready for the new Bon Jovi album coming out this year?
Is that coming out this year? Do you got a list of releases somewhere? We talked about it.
I threw out all the good ones.
Ah. Yeah, I was looking at a list of like the best movies of the year.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and this is
I bet you, let's see, I've probably seen, I'm going to guess, out of the top 10?
Dude, it's a top 100.
Whoa!
There's right. Even 100 movies come out in a year?
Yeah.
Now, this is
and
from
I'm
a...
I'm going to go top 10, I'm going to say I've seen two.
This is kind of a Flixster thing. It's called Rotten Tomatoes. I figured they'd kind of be up on what was going on, but I'm scrolling through this, and I don't recognize...
Oh, it's as a Rotten Tomatoes rating system?
Is that bad?
No, but they're pretty picky. I think they destroy.
It says movies with 20 or more critic reviews vie for their place in history.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be critic reviews then. Okay.
So it's going by the reviews of how many stars they got and whatnot?
Yeah, it'd be an average of the critics who wrote a review on it.
Now, out of the top 10 that they have here, I'd only recognize Finding Nemo 3D.
Run me through a top 10 quickly and see if I recognize
it. Okay, number 10 is called Oslo, August 31st.
Nope.
Number 9, Zero, Dreams of Sushi.
Nope.
Okay, and then number 8 was Finding Nemo. Number 7, Wild Bill.
No.
Number 6, The Waiting Room.
Sounds familiar.
And I could click on any of these, but I'm just going through the list. Number 5 was Planet Snail.
No.
Number 4, Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's that Quentin Tarantino.
The D is silent.
Yeah.
I almost said
I want to see that one.
Is it called Unchained?
Well, that's Django Unchained.
Okay, cool. I thought it was just called Django.
Uh-uh.
And number 3 is The Invisible War.
No.
Number 2, How to Survive a Plague.
No.
And number 1 is a weird name for a movie. It's called This Is Not a Film. It's a digital short. No, I don't know what it is, but so I hadn't heard of any of those.
I've heard it. Well, the Django, we know.
Yeah, I heard of that one. And
Nemo. Well, you know, you'd have to live under a rock to not know Nemo.
Now, most of the ones that I'm recognizing as I go down the list are like 3D re-releases of kids' movies. Pixar, Monsters, Inc. 3D.
The big grossing movies
was number 26.
Those are by critic reviews, though, right?
Huh. Yeah, Looper. I heard of that movie, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
That was number 34. I'm just looking for movies that I know.
Yeah, what about like Taken 2?
That's not on here yet. I'm up to 50. Oh, Bernie was 52. I don't know if we ever talked about that. I watched that movie. That's,
is that with Jack Black,
wow,
right?
There's a movie on this list that I actually saw. Because I don't go to the movies anymore, and it's not because of the Batman thing. We might get into that later, because that's a big part of 2013, some of the tragedies that went down. But I'm looking for movies. Okay, Bernie I've seen, but I don't know any of these, dude. Neil Young Journeys. Is that a Journey and Neil Young documentary?
No. It is. I think it is. Yeah.
It's just Neil Young.
He takes a journey to go see Journey.
Him and Neil Schoen hanging out. Or Sean, however you want to say it. Sleepwalk With Me. Now, isn't that Twin Peaks? Wasn't that the name of that Twin Peaks movie?
Firewalk With Me.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good. I'm not so stupid after all. Or wait, I am really stupid. I don't know any of them. Oh, the Snowtown Murders, that was number 100. I watched part of that on Netflix, but it wasn't very good. Maybe Bully. Bully was 97. I think I did watch that.
Not a good
year for movies then, in my opinion.
Or we're out of touch.
Or, yeah. Maybe, that could be.
Maybe everybody's going to see Nemo.
Well, you know, the hotline's been up and running for a couple weeks now, and if you've listened to past episodes, you've heard some of the people who called in. And so if you've got any feedback on what was your favorite movie or what was your best movie of the year, 2012, and don't say the movie 2012, because I don't know when that came out, but that was fucking horrible. Did you ever see that?
No.
It was a disaster movie.
Was it a made-for-TV disaster movie?
No, I don't believe so.
Like Hurricane.
The Day After Tomorrow. Flood.
What about, why don't they make one like, what are those, Dirt Devils? Or whatever those are? Is that a thing?
I know what a Dirt Devil is.
Like a tornado.
That's a Dust Devil. Dirt Devil will suck up a Dust
Devil. Yeah, yeah. I don't know, what about like Dangerous Dirt Devils? There's gotta be like one that, you know, back when it was all flat range out there, right?
Dangerous Dirt Devils.
Yep. Dangerous Dirt Devil. Coming soon to ABC.
I saw one in the fields this year. More than one. Actually, I saw one and it was coming right for us. Like, they're coming right for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was whipping across the field. And luckily, as soon as it hit the ditch, it dissipated. It dissipated. Or something. Man, it was going and then it hit the ditch. And I guess that's why you got to have planes.
Mm-hmm.
Not planes that fly. I wish you guys could see me. We're going to have video podcasts someday because you can see me talk with my
hands. Why did I go to flames? I guess it rhymes.
Well, he was on the show last week. That's why. He was helping us get ready for New Year's. And I don't know how many of you came to my party because I missed it. I had a big party at my house and I didn't go.
You weren't even there?
No, but my house was a wreck.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that people had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Some of my DVDs were missing, and my bong was spilled. And all they did was they took my foot powder that's like Dr. Scholl's mint-flavored foot powder. Well, I don't know what the flavor is, but it smells. And they just like sprinkled it on the bong water.
Oh, nice.
It doesn't smell good. It's like,
no, that doesn't work?
It smells like you spilt your bong in your shoe, which is not a good thing, I don't think, anyway. So what was your highlight of the year, do you think? Did you have like did you watch any of those movies that we just talked about?
No. I would have liked to have seen Django.
Yeah, I'm going to see it, but I wanted to wait till the hype was down.
I can't think of any movies, but I know that I ran through some good series.
Ended this year or were coming
caught up with such as Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad. I finally got on that train and watched all those.
Now, do you think that I should give it a second try?
Which one?
Sons of Anarchy. I made it about a season and a half, and then I was falling asleep every time I watched them, and I don't know if it just wasn't like
you got to the Rollins part.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Rollins didn't pull you in more.
It did. I thought it did. I think I might have got, I don't know if he, maybe I got to season three. Didn't he get killed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw him get killed.
Yeah, probably.
That's when I lost interest. I was like, yeah, Rollins is on. Oh, fuck, they killed him. I'm done with you guys. You're idiots. How could you kill Henry Rollins? He was a badass. I'll give it another shot because now all the shows that I'm watching are kind of coming to an end.
Yeah.
And I ain't got nothing to watch.
So you got probably one or two seasons on Netflix that you can fly through now.
Because they're halfway through five now or something like that?
Yeah, I think, or the end of five. I don't think you'll see another season until September again.
And I think the American Horror Story season two ends halfway through this month of January.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to wait and hope that it, I don't know.
But they, you know, Netflix has been trying to, what was the, it was Breaking Bad that the day that the newest season came out, they released
the
old one on Netflix. But they didn't do that to Sons of Anarchy, which kind of annoyed me. But they, you know, it came out a little bit after. I don't know, if you've gone through two seasons and you haven't enjoyed it, or, I mean, there's nothing that catches your eye. I don't know, you know, because there's a lot of...
Well, it was, and my wife watched it a lot, and then she got ahead of me somehow. And then she was watching, and then she didn't care, and then... I don't know.
It's a good show. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's not like The Walking Dead, But it is well done.
And before I started watching American Horror Stories, I had people telling me, oh, it's way better than Walking Dead. I'm not too sure. It's a different demon.
Horror Stories way better than Walking Dead?
That's what everybody told me. That's what Murphy told me. And that's what a couple other people told me. It's too ghosty for me. I like a good ghost story, but I mean, I don't know. I see dead people. And then they...
Yeah.
And then, like, at the end, spoiler alert, who's not seen the finale of season one, we're going to talk about it for a couple seconds here. But that was weeks ago. You should have seen that.
Yeah.
Months. Shit, we're on season two.
Yeah.
Anyway, when they were saying, oh, he can't see you unless you want him to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the end when the husband had the baby.
Yeah.
Dylan McDermott Mulrooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and then she actually showed herself to him and the daughter and said, well, you need to leave this house, you know, or
mm-hmm.
whatever. But I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I know the zombies. I don't know. It's just weird, the ghost story thing. I don't know why the zombie story isn't any different. But
well, did you know going in that they were dead?
No. I had no idea who. I didn't know that kid was dead until they showed him do the school shooting and then he got shot. And then I started going, wait. And I was wondering, is the housekeeper dead? He sees her as a hot chick.
Uh-huh.
Everyone sees her as an old chick with a bad eye. And then you see the fact that she got shot in the eye because she was cheating on the other lady. And so did she die when she got shot in the eye? She's a ghost too, right? Because at the end of the season, she was talking and saying, well, now you live in this house. And then...
All those people that were in that house were dead, weren't they?
I guess. And
the
dudes and all that.
Yeah, but the ones that lived...
It is a mind fuck, though.
It is. Like I really enjoyed season one.
Yeah, I thought it was good, too.
There was, but the lady next door, I don't think, was dead.
No, I don't think she ever was, because she talked to the cops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the other people talked to the cops. So do you think, I don't know how to put this, but sometimes ghost stories and paranormal stuff is just a little bit, I don't know, I guess I've never seen it. And then I try to say, well... I've never seen a zombie either. Why do I like Walking Dead better?
Yeah.
I guess there's more gore in it and more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I just realized that when she was pulling her daughter after she got hit back to the house, that she was trying to get it on the property so she would die.
Yeah.
I thought she was trying to pull her back home or something.
Yeah.
But now I just realized. Yeah. All right.
It just came to you.
Yeah. I knew she was trying to keep her alive somehow.
Right. I'm trying to find the story that I had about The Walking Dead since we're talking about it.
What about
6 Feet
Under? Have you ever tried that one?
I haven't. I've heard a few good things about it. What is that? They work in a morgue or?
Yes, it's a story about a family morgue. It's pretty drama.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, but it's a dark comedy in ways too.
Oh,
you know, there's
a little comedic.
Yeah, there's a lot of, a lot of twists and turns within it, but it's basically a family drama of dark that, you know, they work in that's their family business.
Right.
And, the father runs it with one of the sons and the father dies. And so the other son, they both inherit it. And so he has to come back and help run it. So you got the one that's in it and it's a guy from Dexter.
Oh.
And then the mom is the old maid from American Horror Story.
Oh.
Hmm. And she plays, and Dwight Schrute, he's in it.
How many seasons?
Playing the lover of the old maid.
Wow. See, yeah. Now that's got a little bit of a enticement for me to watch it.
There is a gay couple in there, though, I'm going to say it.
So I can't find the story, but I remember the
Not
most
that there's anything
part
wrong
of it.
With that, but...
Yeah, exactly. Why do they always...
warn.
It's just the token gay couple.
Yeah.
That's what they always have. So we're talking about The Walking Dead, and I was trying to say, well, maybe I didn't like that other one because it didn't seem as real to me because ghost stories. And then I said, well, zombies aren't real. So this couple, I can't remember where they're from, but a dude shot his girlfriend in the back with a rifle because they were in an argument about whether or not a zombie apocalypse could happen.
I heard something about that.
Because she didn't believe it. And they got into a heated argument, and then she left, and then she came back and was saying that, and he was like, so it could happen with an army or a military virus, and then it could spread. Sure. And she was like, it's unreal. It's not real, but that's nothing to, and so like she came back, and then she was trying to leave again. He shot her in the back with a fucking rifle, and he's going to prison for attempted murder. Walking Dead.
Well, science will tell you that anything is possible. It's just improbable.
Right. Kind of like evolution. I heard a good point. I don't want to alienate myself from any of our Christian listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how many we have. Don't care. But I heard a good point that I never really thought of before about evolution. You know, the people who aren't into Christianity, who believe evolution and that we swam up out of the ocean as an organism and then we turned into
a
monkey and then we turned into a man and now we're fucking just geniuses and we just invent fucking crazy technology.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying in the evolution theory we went from fish to monkey?
I don't know how it works. Fish, monkey, lizard, man.
Wow,
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I have no idea. I don't really study evolution because here's the deal.
All right.
How often do I say that? Here's the deal. What was it? If evolution is a thing, then why aren't we still, why aren't animals and humans still currently evolving into something else?
Well, evolution takes a lot of time, though.
So is that why we're going to eventually just lose our fingers and we're just going to have thumbs and no mouth because we just text all the time and we never and we won't talk on the, our mouth's just going to grow shut and we're just going to have thumbs?
We'll still eat with the mouth and breathe with the mouth.
Nope. It's going to be like South Park. You just shove it up your ass. Goes through your system and you shit it back out. Your mouth.
That's funny. But yeah, I mean, it could be. You know, I think there would have to be probably 10,000 years of, you know, attachment to the cell phone. We'll probably go beyond. We'll probably switch to something new before
that'll just
that
be our
happens.
Hand. It'll just be our hand.
Yeah.
We'll just be a device.
Well, that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Hello?
That's funny.
Oh, my Lord in hell. Oh, wait. Did I just say that? My Lord does not live in hell.
I don't know if you watched early in December... Howie Mandel had a new game show.
I saw part of it. I don't know how I flipped through it. And then I think my parents-in-law, maybe we were at their house or they were at our, I don't know where we were, but there was this show on and it was Howie Mandel. And
Take it all.
Yeah, that's what it was. What's the premise?
Well, the premise
got to watch
is,
like
have you ever done like the Yankee Swap? That Christmas
Yankee?
Thing. Yankee
Swap. Oh, Yankee. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. At work we did that.
All right, yeah. So you get a prize.
And you can keep it?
Or you can give it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't know what you're getting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now there's the other version.
Well, you do know on the one hand, if you want to take from somebody, you know what it is, right?
Right, kind of like at the Christmas party thing that we had. You get your gift and you open it and then you know what you got. And then you can trade your gift or you get a gift that's still wrapped. You could trade it for something that you already know what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So it's a little twist on that game.
Yeah, and what it is that they got bigger prizes. So there's five people it starts off, right? And you come up, and each one has a choice to take a mystery box or to take from someone else. But the person who you want to take from has one block in the whole game, and there's like three rounds.
I think it was down to two people at the point when I was watching.
Yeah, and that's where it really gets interesting. But they always, so there's five gifts in the first round, and the one with the lowest priced gift goes home and the other four move on.
Ah.
And so, you know, you're swapping. You don't want to end up with the lowest price.
There's a storm brewing.
I know, there is.
It caught me off guard for a second. I thought someone was knocking on the studio.
But yeah, there
window.
Was a... So there's...
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, so, it, yeah, and then everybody's eliminated until it's down to two. And then you get two people, and so you got all the prizes that you've amassed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull a cash card. You don't know what it is, a mystery cash card each, right?
Right.
And then let's say it comes down to me and you, right?
Okay.
And you got your prizes that you got, and
right.
I got my prizes that I got.
Right.
And we're going to take a choice right now to take mine or take it all, all right?
Take it all.
And so if we both take, if we both choose take mine, we both get what we got.
Right.
And we go home.
Okay. What
if we
you
both,
take it all?
If we both say take it all, then we go home with nothing.
Whoa. Both of us?
Yeah. But if one of us says...
Now that's like the ultimate sacrifice.
Now say I take mine and you say take it all, you take everything.
Whoa.
Both of our stuff.
Whoa.
All the prizes.
Hmm. That's an interesting twist.
So if you choose take mine, you're choosing take what you have.
Right.
Or nothing. If you choose take it all, you're choosing nothing. If the other person says take it all, or you're choosing everything. So two out of the four times, you're going to end up with nothing.
Right.
And that, but they give each other at that point, they gave each other, and you might have saw that, time to like do a little poker facing and,
right.
And talking to each other and trying to convince. And I don't know. What do you think your, what would be your move? Would you go that take mine to where it's either nothing or half of it or nothing or all of it?
I think the spirit for game shows, unless you're really going to be like just going by figuring odds mm-hmm. and what I can get and what I'm going to take it all. I'm going to go all or nothing.
But what if the take mine, if what if you both take mine and you end up, I mean, that's like $200,000 worth of gifts and,
yeah.
And cash.
It's a tough thing. It's kind of like this other show that I used to watch sometime, the Millionaire Show or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No. The one with Hallie Mandel.
Deal or No Deal?
Yeah, with the boxes, and you can win $1 million. I would have trouble.
That one was more luck, though, I think.
Oh, that's total.
This one is a little bit more skill involved, I think.
I mean, all you got to do is go, man, listen to what the banker says.
Yeah.
I will give you $357,000 right now. Man, I'd have to take that.
Mm-hmm.
If it was $350,000, but like 90, why would I ever say no to $90,000? So fuck it, I'm going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Box number 10. Woo!
Yeah.
1 million. Oh, your odds just went down. Now the banker says he's only going to give you 60,000.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got to get my average back up. Got to keep going.
Well,
came here with nothing. I'm
going to
leave with nothing.
Though.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely more interesting than the other, but they ran it for like 5 days straight. You can watch them on Comcast if you have Comcast, or I might be on Hulu.
Right.
But it was interesting. I no longer view him as just a gay genie as I viewed him on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just because he has that kind of look of,
right.
of both. But I watched him on Larry King Live.
You did?
He was on
Do you
Larry
watch,
King.
You must watch Larry King Live every once in a while.
It's on Hulu Plus, and he has like one to two episodes a week. And he has some interesting guys on there, and I thought, well, I've been watching those, so I'll see how he's about. I mean, he was hugging people on that show.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
He's
crazy.
A germaphobe.
I
that's
know.
Why that's odd.
But he talked about his OCD, and he talked about his...
Is he trying to deal with it and stuff?
He just says it comes and goes, you know. Some days it's better than others.
Yeah.
He's just a human.
He's human. Wow. So
Mandel talk, though.
Yeah, Mandel. I'd like to go on one of those game shows just for the fun of it. I've always wanted to go on a game show ever since I was, like, old enough to go on a game show. I probably wanted to go on one when I was a kid. And you mentioned Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They used to have the thing where you could call in.
Uh-huh.
And you do a phone quiz, And if you get
Oh, yeah.
And then they put you in a pool of 40 people, and then they randomly select half of them to go to a thing in Portland, and then you got to do another thing. So I made it through the first of, if I would have been lucky enough to have been chosen out of the 20 out of 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to get on that show a couple times. I got another comedian friend, Rico Starr from Portland. He was just on Wheel of Fortune this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is he related to Katie Starr?
Yeah, my cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how. Yeah, well, that's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd like to go on a game show. It'd be fun.
I Adam Quinette, he went and tried out in Portland for The Weakest Link.
Ah. Goodbye. Is that what they told him?
I don't know. He said that he was in line with like he was in line with professional crossword puzzle makers and, you know, all sorts of like professional. That's what they do. They do games and game shows.
I used to watch that show quite a bit. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Team effort kind of thing or strategy more.
Bank.
Why'd you do that? Mm-hmm. Bank. God, we could have let it build up, build up, build up.
What about greed?
I don't think I ever watched that.
No,
that Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
I remember the commercials. I couldn't watch anything after the Love Connection with him. No, I guess I used to watch Lingo.
Yeah.
On the Game Show Network.
Funny.
When I became a newly, before I got married and after I was out of my last relationship, I was a bachelor for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch a lot of the Game Show Network.
Fun.
I used to watch a lot of that Match Game, which was a lot of fun when we turned it into the Gatch Game a few weeks ago. That was a good
time.
Yeah,
it was.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. But yeah, I used to watch a lot of game shows as a kid. Recently revisited because of I was doing some rabbit hole YouTube rabbit hole stuff on Frank Zappa. He was a celebrity guest on Make Me Laugh.
Remember
that show Make Me Laugh?
Yeah.
And Gallagher was one of the dudes, one of the comedians. And Bruce Baum. Remember Bruce Baum?
Yeah, I love Bruce Baum back in the day.
Bald and with a big
walrus.
He looked like David Crosby.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, what is this guy?
I remember distinctly a Bruce Baum joke. Like late at night, it was probably on like Friday Night Videos or something back in the day. I think so, because I've looked him up in the last year, I think.
He's got to be old.
But and he had this skit, and what it was remember the British Knight's shoe and those BKs?
Mm-hmm.
And what he had was he had the BK broiler shoe. And so, you know, play on them. On Burger
British
King.
British Knights.
Yeah, but what it was is it had like a little pocket in the heel of the sole that you could slide in and out, and you could put your meat in there and then go for a run, and you'd have jerky later on.
Awesome. The BK jerky burger.
Yep.
Made in your BKs.
Bruce Baum.
Yeah, shout out to Bruce. I don't know. I guess he's still alive, but I wonder, where do old comedians go to die? He was on Make Me Laugh so much, and God, Gallagher was on there quite a bit too.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really smashing that much stuff, but he was just trying to be his goofball, and they couldn't, they didn't get Frank. Frank was straight faced. He was like, go ahead, make me laugh.
Now Frank who?
Frank Zappa.
Oh, okay.
Frank Zappa was a celebrity contestant.
Yeah. He would be so hard to crack.
Oh, I know. And then they plugged his album, Chic Your Booty. They had the full LP.
And then he probably laughed.
Who was that guy's name? Bobby. The host, remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his last name, but his first name was Bobby. And he was on some other game shows. But, yeah, we should try to go on a game show this year.
That'd be cool.
That's going to be my...
That'd be cool.
Wait.
I'd like to do another one. What about even just like the old Groucho Marx, Bet Your Life? You ever watch that one?
No.
I didn't either, but I didn't know that... I always remember that it was just him sitting there talking to somebody.
Right.
And there was no real show.
What about Password?
Password is
jerk. You ever see the jokes on that from last season of before Kristen Wiig left Saturday Night Live, and they do Password, and it was saved.
I think I have seen.
They would say it was 1964 because it was supposed to be the old Password.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know how Kristen Wiig is, and she's this actress, and she's just all, and she always says the secret word every time.
Uh-huh.
Like she'll say, "Okay." And then she'll just say it. You know, I'm sorry, but you said the word. Did I? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. That's hilarious. I used to watch that as a kid. Too.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Joker's Wild.
Oh, yeah. That guy was a weird. That host was weird.
Sharks.
Bob McCollum or something.
Yeah. Joker's Wild. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
With that guy, Bert Convy.
Oh, Bert Convy, man. Yeah, he is man down.
Is he?
Yeah.
Damn it.
He is man down.
Dang.
He was a good friend with, like, Bert Reynolds and Dom DeLuise and all those guys.
I thought you were going to say he was a good friend of yours.
I remember that win, lose, or draw, man. That was a great hit back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah, the
80s
or 90s.
Prime time game shows were going on back then. You know,
I forgot that he was the win, lose, or draw guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a couple others, you know. I mean, that show held, well, it's basically Pictionary, Team Pictionary, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was fun to watch, man. And they had some pretty big celebrities on there, didn't they?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned him. I remember seeing a thing where him and Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, but I mean, he's great on TV, you know, just doing whatever
Burt Reynolds
he's doing.
And Dom DeLuise and Burt Convy, like, hamming it up for something, and then there was a Saturday Night Live skit where they were making fun of him. And it was Norm Macdonald, I think, as Bert. And then Chris Farley, and they were on at the same time at some point, weren't they? Yeah, Chris Farley was Dom DeLuise. And I can't remember who was playing Bert Convy, probably whoever was the host. But they were, like, laughing super hard. And then, like, Dom DeLuise is just pissing his pants. And he's like, Chris Farley all doing his little pose that he does.
Yeah, yeah, because they were on Happy Madison together, right?
Right.
Or Billy Madison?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Norm was eating lunch, right? Somebody's lunch.
And I think Chris Farley was even in Dirty Work.
Yeah.
As an old, the Asian whore bit his nose off.
I got to watch that movie again, man. That one was fun. That's I love good. Norm, man. Norm's funny.
Have you seen his latest stand-up?
I haven't.
It's pretty good. You should watch it.
All right.
I think it's at Gotham or something like that, but I think it's called Norm Macdonald Doing Stand-Up.
Nice.
Which is a great title. Yeah. So, you guys, 2013, I got a list here to look at. Did you go into any big shows or, like, bands that aren't local bands? Did you go any shows this year? Last year, I mean, 2012.
Gosh, no, I don't think I did. I don't think I hit any, like, mainstream shows.
Yeah, I mean, other than
non-local,
like
I think probably the biggest I think I saw Yob early in the year, I think, maybe.
But it wasn't with Caius, was it? No?
No.
Did you go to Caius and Yob? No. It wasn't, so it wasn't them opening for another...
No.
Well, and I know you didn't go to any big grossing tours, because those are usually gross.
Yeah.
But here's one. This is the top 10. I don't know if they're the top grossing tours. I just found this somewhere. Top 10 tours of the summer of 2012. Number 10, Iron Maiden. Have some friends who went and saw that, and they said it was awesome with the triple guitar attack.
A new album coming out this year.
Yeah, and that was for the Final Frontier, which we mentioned, I think, maybe last week or a few weeks ago, that I thought that was maybe going to be their last album about Star Trek. Con, I'll get you, Con.
Isn't that Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah, we talked about him last week, remember?
Or a few weeks ago.
I don't even remember when it was. What week is it? Happy New Year. But yeah, their triple guitar attack. They got Dave Murray, Adrian Smith, and I love saying this guy's name, Yannick Jers.
Nice.
Yannick. Or is it Yannick Jers?
Yannick Jers.
Or Yannick Jers.
Yan. It's probably Yannick.
Yannick. J-A-N-I-C-K.
Because they probably call him Jan, right?
And his last name is G-E-R-S. Yannick Gers.
Maybe they call him Yeej.
Yeah. Number 9, Kiss and Motley Crue. Both of these tours came close to where we are. I think Kiss and Motley Crue played at the Sleep Center Amphitheater, which is weird in Portland.
Yeah,
but,
I was sleeping instead.
Did you?
Yeah.
I heard that Motley Crue was awesome musically, but I heard that Vince Neil sucked balls as far as singing.
Yeah, yeah. I think Carl said that on the show here, didn't he?
He probably did, and I have another friend that plays in, I think he plays in IB6 UB9 from Eugene, and he said that they do some Crue covers. And he said that Vince Neil sounded like their singer when he's totally trying to make fun of Vince Neil, like sounding shitty.
Yeah.
So now he's just became a parody of himself.
Yeah.
And this tour was simply called The Tour because they're so awesome. There must be no other tour going on. It says ladies looking not to get pregnant should stay away from the backstage area of this tour, Kiss and Motley Crue. Those guys are all so old and married, they're not going to be getting groupies pregnant anymore, are they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. No. Number eight.
I was going to say, because didn't they used to have a contest about trying to hump the
most chicks?
No, like the fattest and ugliest chicks.
Unskinny Bop.
Yeah.
That was a poison game.
Well, no, I thought Motley Crue, I thought they had like a ranking system.
They probably did.
And it was more points for fatter and uglier chicks. But I was just thinking, if that's true, then they're probably all just trying to get in line to hump on Vince Neil.
Yeah, maybe. I'd be in that line. He's so cute. Just kidding. So here's one I didn't expect to see in the top 10. Number 8, My Morning Jacket. You know those guys?
Heard of.
I used
They're
to have
big in the younger scene, right?
I had a song by them in my library when I used to do karaoke, and I'd play it in between sets. It was actually not a bad song. They did a tour with the Black Keys this summer, last summer, whatever you want to call it. I kind of like the Black Keys. They kind of remind me of the White Stripes, which is weird, but... Now, I did not know that this band toured in 2012, but number 7 on the top 10 is the B-52s.
I love Zach Baby.
Yeah, come on. We'll party in my Cadillac. I don't even
it's
know.
As big as a whale.
That's one of the biggest, speaking of karaoke, on that's it. So those guys did some shows with Squeeze, actually, so it was like a whole bunch of people.
Squeeze. Yeah. Now, I remember being turned on to those guys by my friend Jerry O. They got that one song, and if I can hear it in my head.
Oh,
almost.
Me too. The most popular song by them.
Yep, I can almost hear it in my head.
Almost, but it's...
And then, so he lent me a whole album of, like, the singles.
Yeah.
And I was I've only heard one song of theirs, maybe two on the radio on a deep cut.
Right, it's that
but
one that we can't think of.
Had some good songs.
Yeah. God, I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, those two dudes from Squeeze, the main Squeezes, Difford and Tilbrook, they were once considered to be the next Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah, they were. They were huge.
But they just turned out to be the first Difford and Tilbrook.
So what do you think about, what's your take on, this is a little bit of a tangent, but Supertramp.
I used to love Supertramp when I was a kid. I still love them because they got a piece of my childhood and a piece of my musical heart growing up because I listened to Breakfast in America and the album before
Crime of the Century.
Yes, and I still have those CDs and I still throw them in every once in a while. I like those guys. They're one of my, I guess you'd say, guilty pleasures because they sing high and they're
I've always liked them, you know, and I think I've listened to those, at least one of those albums in its entirety, but also that Purple album.
Right.
That's popular with like 20 songs by them or 18 classics. You know, they had some great stuff and they were hailed as the Beatles at one point too, weren't they? But they were more of a studio band. I don't think they really ever toured much.
Well, they did a little touring and they had that live album called Paris that had a lot of, but I love their older stuff. I mean, all their stuff's old, but like, pre-Breakfast in America, they got kind of weird towards the end, like every band does. But
that's the song "Tempted by the Poop of Her Mother."
Yeah, that's why I couldn't remember it because it had poop in the title.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to be talking shit. No, tempted by the fruit of her udder.
I was like, why would he be tempted by the poop of her mother? That ain't right.
Yeah, but Supertramp, I loved the school. That song and Bloody Well Right and a lot of the non-hits off of Breakfast in America.
Yeah.
When are they going to come back and do a tour? Now, here's a band I've never even heard of this band, and they're number 6 on the top tours at the 2012. And I told someone this earlier today. I don't know everything about music, and I don't know everything about every band, but there's rarely a band that I enjoy that I have never heard of. Well, because I can't enjoy them if I haven't heard of them, but... I was talking about the band that played with COC and Yab a couple weeks ago, Saviors. Mm-hmm. They blew my mind. They were so awesome. I think I already talked about it after that weekend, but they were a great band, and I'd never seen them or heard them until I found out they were touring. But this band is called Beach House. You ever heard of Beach House?
No.
They're a Baltimore, Maryland dream pop duo, which features a man and a woman for your viewing pleasure.
Huh.
They have 4 albums. They're established as a duo riding a creative wave worth hearing.
So what kind of power pop?
just says dream pop.
Dream pop.
Prepare yourselves to dream the night away. I will choose
so
to not.
What does pop mean when somebody says they're pop? Does that mean like you're using your basic?
It's real sweet, and it's got a little bit of carbonation.
No, but I mean, is there a definition as far as like it's they're using classic formulaic progressions or
probably something to do with that,
you
and
know,
like
that
real easy on the ear,
catchy
and real predictable, probably because it's poppy mm-hmm. and like, yeah. Oh, this is baby, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do.
So they're
this
probably doing that in a way that'll put you to sleep.
I've never heard of them. I want to know how many of our listeners out there have heard of a band called Beach House,
and how many regularly listen to Firehouse.
We'll be talking about that coming up with number four. But number five, Fiona Apple. I don't mind her. She's kind of not hard on the eyes, but she's not super pretty. She's one of those kind of girl next door looking. And she's real talented. She plays the piano and she sings and writes her own music.
I'm not sure
and,
if I know any of her songs.
That one was, it's like I can hear that, the fruit of the mother now in my, but I can't think of her song. It's called, and I, oh man, my wife's going to be mad. I can hear it in my head, but it'll come to me later. It's about boxing. Right. Anyway, Fiona Apple, she has a long-awaited new album. I actually heard her interviewed on WTF with Marc Maron. Mm-hmm. She was on there right after the album came out, sometime after the summer. But I didn't even know. I didn't even know she was, of course, if you have a new album, you got to tour, but she didn't come around here. I didn't hear her.
No, Tom Petty must have got to her.
Yeah.
Don't come around here no more.
Number four, Firehouse got shut off of this tour. Def Leppard, Poison, and Lita Ford.
Wow.
Did you hear about that tour? I did.
Def Leppard, Poison,
and Lita Ford.
Wow. No, I did not hear about that tour.
Well, since everyone apparently just loves the 80s this day, what a better way to experience the golden era than some time spent watching two of the most successful acts of the day and Lita Ford. Sorry, Lita, if you're listening. You were by far the sexiest person on that
did
tour.
Did Ozzy show up? Or, I mean, you know, what else could she play?
He closed his eyes. Oh, she'd be playing... went to a party last Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get laid. I got in a fight. His penis. And it ain't no big thing.
Was she in the Runaways or whatever that band was?
Yeah, her and Joan Jett were school right. chums.
Okay.
They probably
okay.
used to... experiment oh. sexually, I bet.
With Billy Idol, probably.
No, with Kim Fowler.
Ooh.
You know who that guy is? It's a guy named Kim, so you know it's weird. He was their producer. He wrote some songs for Kiss and a lot of other people as well. Oh, nice. But yeah, they did a tour, I guess, huge arenas.
Huge what?
Arenas.
Oh.
Arenas? Did they do an arena tour? I don't know. Watch Poison try to stand up straight. Okay, I hate this girl. I saw a TV show about her because that's how good she is that she has to have a TV show. Nicki Minaj was the number three of the Hot Summer Twos.
What's the show called, Menage a Trois?
It's called Menage, I'm going to switch the channel. Number two, the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival featuring Slipknot, Slayer, Motorhead, and Anthrax. Now, I like to see that at the top, above uh-huh. Nicki Minaj and Def Leppard and
nice.
Fiona Apple and fucking Beach House, whoever that is. But, yeah, that came around our area, kind of. I mean, it came to Washington. We're in mm-hmm. Oregon for any of those out-of-the-state listeners who don't know where we are. But Slayer, still kicking it out. They had Gary Holt from Exodus filling in on guitar for the spider-bitten Jeff Hanneman.
Gary Holt! Gary Holt!
Isn't he from Arrested Development?
Steve Holt.
I love that. I can't wait for that to come
man.
Out.
That's going to be cracking up over that whole play scenario and the fucking
the
whole
big
story
brother
arc.
Thing and he's the
yeah.
dad. Yeah, that's good. Okay, I wonder if you can guess the top tour of the summer of 2012. The opening act I did not know was touring with this band, but I'll give you a hint. They have a new album out this 2012. They've been playing it on K-Fly a little bit.
Ooh. All right.
It's got a big mouth.
Oh, Aerosmith?
Yeah, Aerosmith and Cheap Trick.
I was going to go
Dude looks like an old lady.
This is ZZ Top would never really be number one. Aerosmith number one, huh? I guess, is that partly because of a... Was it a blowout at number one?
And this isn't like what do you call it? A grossing thing, I don't think. Let me see, and I'm going to out whoever this is. This is just on Yahoo Music.
Okay.
So it's not probably... It says, let's get to the best 10, shall we? How did I arrive at these top 10? I used a special formula, tallied the input of thousands of respected music biz professionals, and then I guessed. But I doubt that's true. I think they're trying to be funny.
Yeah, they guessed.
But, you know...
Aerosmith, no. Yeah. I wouldn't go and pay and see him.
The real secret
people probably couldn't pay me to go see him.
It says here that the real secret to the success of their tour is having Cheap Trick pulling out the stops and showing the world why they should have been the band everybody's still talking about. And I agree. I love Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick, I imagine, puts on a hell of a show still. I imagine they're still all, working hard at it.
How many people can play guitar with five necks? I mean, not everybody can pull that off. Jesus can?
I'd hope so.
Well, he could probably just, if he can walk on water and turn that water into wine, you'd think he could like just turn his arm and his legs all into guitars.
How do you think the Stonehenge rocks got to where they are?
Aliens. Was that too fast of an answer?
No. Some say it was Merlin.
Who's Merlin?
The wizard.
Oh.
Back in the King Arthur days, some say he brought them over from wherever they were, and they just floated in the air.
How?
As he probably held out his hands with his wizard hat on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he probably placed them down. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great catch.
That's exactly what he was doing.
We're on Twitter.
He was loving that.
We're on Stitcher. So do you think that people ever get like a... treated differently or bad because they look like Jesus? Like, I posted a picture of myself with my beard, and because I'm a bearded clam now, as Hans would say.
Uh-huh.
And someone said, looks like Jesus. So that you could think, wow, I look like the Son of God. That's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not so much if you lived in Doncaster, England.
Uh-oh.
A couple weeks ago, a spectator was removed from the crowd at a darts tournament in Britain when his resemblance to Jesus caused the crowd to chant towards him, "Stand up if you love Jesus," the crowd chanted. And so Nathan Grindle, 33, and he was 33 too. That's weird because that's the Christ year. That's the year that Christ died. He was escorted to another part of the venue to watch the match because it was just causing too much of the... There was a 4,000-person crowd there.
Man, uh-huh.
That's a lot of people for a darts thing, but... It was very distressing, they said, and he was emotionally distraught. The crowd was bullying him and picking on him. It would have been okay if security hadn't made a fuss of getting it out, but in his post-match interview, if I ever see Jesus again, I'll crucify him myself. The guy said, now that's just hurtful.
It's funny.
To Jesus, hard luck, mate, he wrote. So,
well, obviously.
Why? I don't understand. Do dart players not like Jesus? The Satanic Dart Club. Jesus.
I guess I don't know. Because if you're really good at darts,
you're serious about
you could
it.
You could throw four darts and hang them, right?
Hang them high.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, because the nails, right? The dart represented on the nail.
That's good. I didn't even get it. I'm so slow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, three darts is all it takes.
Yeah, you throw up a little rag doll, and then you throw four darts and hang it on a cross.
He hung him on
Were you
the
all
cross.
Wondering about our Christian listeners earlier, if we have any?
Yeah, how many people out there worship Jesus? Religiously. Hey, that's funny that you would say that because, oh, shit. You know what I forgot to do?
You forgot to.
Whoop. I forgot to. What's that one commercial by Glade?
Whoop.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Whoop.
I was charging my battery is what I was doing in case you kids at home don't know what the hell's going on. What's going on? God, it's still storming out there, dude. I'm scared.
Yeah, I know.
What are we going to do? I'm having technical difficulties right now. Why is it so quiet? What's in Hans' CD player? I got to redo that. Sorry, Hans, buddy. We're having a little problem. I'm going to stop doing this because you're giving me a hassle right now. Just kidding, buddy. We love you. There we go.
What's in Hans' CD player?
We're back.
What's in Hans' CD player?
Hans!
What's in Hans' CD player?
We're going to find out next week.
What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player?
We're going to skip it.
What's in Hans' CD player?
It's the new year.
Because we don't give a shit.
Right now. I'm just kidding. We give a shit. We give two shits.
Mm-hmm.
What's Hans? You got any guesses? He's listening to something that I would listen to today.
All right, I'm going to guess he's listening to...
It's a concert I recently missed, unfortunately. And we were going to get an interview with the bass player. Gene Simmons, yeah. No, just kidding. Napalm Death.
Nice.
Time Waits for No Slave, which is not the latest release, but the release before. It's their penultimate release so far.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent album. I love that album. I burnt a copy for our good friend Pat Wambacher when it came out, and... He still thanks me for that every once in a while because it's a good record.
Yeah.
I like it. Utilitarian is their newest one. I like it better. I've been listening to a record I picked up a couple weeks ago, not on my turntable. I had to record it onto something else, but I got a complimentary copy. I probably already told you guys about it because I was so stoked of a Yob live at Roadburn.
What?
Yep, when I went and saw Yob and COC. It's just two songs, which is still a long CD for you, or a record. I mean, it's a vinyl record, one song per side.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they can't sell them. They're for promotional use only from Scion AV. And so,
that
yeah,
is.
I want to listen to that. What's in your junk drawer?
A bunch of dead batteries that I went through last time. And then I threw them in the junk drawer.
And then you're going to go to the junk drawer looking for some batteries to use, and you're going to say, oh,
yeah, well, they'll be all stuck together because they stick together, right?
Right.
And they touch, well, we have nickels stuck to the quarter.
And I don't even know why I'm going to, maybe this will give us something to talk about it for the few last minutes of the podcast.
Oh,
here.
I got something too.
Today's celebrity birthday, the one and only Lou Gramm. Do you know who Lou Gramm is?
Yeah, I do.
Sell me a Gramm, Lou.
Nice.
The singer from Foreigner.
Nice.
And I don't even know if he's still in Foreigner. I know Foreigner's
curly
too.
Hair, right?
Yeah, he does. And I saw those guys.
Hot-blooded.
He's hot-blooded. Check it and see. Any guesses
Dude,
on
does
how
that mean
old?
Like, oh, does that mean like he needs a nurse for to take his anal temperature?
Yeah, stick a thermometer in my ass, please.
I'm going to check and see. Come on, baby.
How old do you think Lou Gramm is today?
Oh, Jesus. He's got to be 62.
Fucking A, dude. He's 62.
I know.
What did you look?
No.
How did you know that?
I just exerted confidence and it made it true.
Wow. That was awesome. I've never seen such a feat.
Yeah. So,
what do you got?
In this coming year, are we going to see any karaoke action?
Possibly.
I was thinking about, you know, if you drop the airy from it and you just go T-Oki, then it's like Toke.
Toki.
Yep.
What's the guy from
T-Oki?
Metalock.
You'd have to call it T-Oki, but it would look like it said Toke.
T-Karaoke. All I got to do is get this cord from eBay or Radio Shack. It's like $10. I just been
right on.
Setting on my laurels. But no, I would like to get karaoke back up. Not a full time thing, but like for special occasions
It'll just be available if people want to throw money at you, right?
Yeah, I love people throwing money at me. That's fucking awesome. You can never get enough of that stuff. For sure. My nose has been kind of plugged up. I'm I read a weird thing that I almost couldn't believe. Now, I'm not sure what the number is, but I found out a week or two ago that there are more televisions in America than there are people in Japan. How many people do
crazy.
How many people do you think live in Japan? Like millions, right? It's a
20 million.
Is that a guess?
Well, 60. If I exude confidence, then make it true.
I'm going to make it true. So I know that there's like 11 million people in Los Angeles alone. So there's probably maybe a couple hundred million. I think there's 250 million in America. This is all just conjecture and speculation.
What's up the of the world?
The world is 7 billion now.
So, yeah, okay.
I'm thinking we're around 250 million. Oregon has 2.5 million, I think, just in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. So, and about 1% of those have a card.
Yeah, at least. Well, almost. I think the last number was like 80,000. That'd be 250,000. But anyway, just to think that in Japan, there's I don't know. More TVs in America than there are people in Japan. So that's pretty crazy. Crazy to think
about. Well, there
are.
The population is 126 million. What did I say? 20 million?
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't exude that.
This is from 2002 estimate.
Oh, shit.
It's probably dropping, though.
No.
Well, what do you think? Some radiation.
Yeah. And I guess that was China where that guy.
The population growth then was, well, I guess 5.15%.
Huh. You listen to
81 years old is their life expectancy.
Wow. Well, I think that's higher than us. Ours is like 72, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to any Hall & Oates lately?
No.
Have you been hauling any oats?
Yes.
Have you ever owned an oat hauler?
No.
Have you ever leased one?
No.
All right, that was our Hall & Oates quiz for the day. Well, it's a new thing. You haven't heard of that? That's my new thing. No, I just wanted to get to this story from Ohio. Police in Ohio said an incident resembled the 1982 hit song Man Eater when a man named Oates allegedly bit his neighbor named Hall. Hall & Oates,
wow.
They're neighbors, and he like bit. He pulled a Mike Tyson on him. I think he bit part of his ear off. Oh, no, he bit his eye out.
What?
Not out. He told him he'd been bitten just above his right eye by his neighbor. It was apparent that he'd been assaulted because he had a significant injury above his eye.
Yeah.
It was cut in the eyebrow in the shape of a mouth bite or whatever. And so the arrest report said that Oates was still at home when deputies arrived, and they had to use a taser to subdue him because Hall was bleeding and the guy wouldn't give it up. But it's just funny that the incident invoked the 1982 hit Man Eater, Hall & Oates.
Well, that's funny because when you tell Oates. The story, I imagine Hall & Oates and that are doing it.
Yeah, I could just see.
Yeah, you got
little mustached John Oates. Or wait,
no, you got Daryl Hall.
Yeah, so John Oates was the mustache man.
Yeah, and he's the one biting.
Yeah.
And he got so tased. You went over next door to Daryl Hall's house.
Who's tall and redheaded, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And now let me get this straight. So, Oates, he played the keytar.
Occasionally, yeah.
But he was more of a keyboardist. How many keyboardists did he play at once? Because you always see, like, professional keyboardist, you know, I mean, they'll have a rack of five keyboards.
Yeah, like three and then two on this side.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you play the same rhythms or, you know, I mean, obviously you got, like, different banks of sounds and, you know,
right.
you're playing the rhythm on an organ and then you're playing the lead on a trumpet sound.
I think if you're going to be a professional keyboardist in, like, a rock band or even a new pop band, you're going to need at least five tiers of keyboards.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them will have, like, a Hammond B3 organ, which already has two, and then they'll have one other synthesizer sitting on top of that, and then they'll, like, the
what do you, what are, or, well, I would like one just for triggers.
Like, Dave Trinkle from Zenit Raw, he uses at least four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now integrating Speak and Spells and Math and Spell.
Nice.
They take those apart and take the voice things out of them. And then they got samples of this robot that talks like a robot. I am a robot. I am talking like a robot.
Nice. I remember there was the Kick-Ass Martians. Did you ever see them?
I'm having a flashback right now. Where were they from and what were they about? Did they used to play at the...
First round.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Solon might have played a show with them or Bleach or someone.
Yeah, they played around back in those days.
Who was in that band?
I remember seeing them...
Anybody
Michael Lacy.
Okay. I don't recognize
that. That was the only one I know, but they had a keytar player.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never played with or in a band that has a keytar.
Huh.
That should be my One of my, my bucket list.
Michael Lacey, not to name drop. I don't know if what it is really dropping. But just,
pick it up.
I went to high school with him, and he was a phenomenal drummer back in the day. He was, even back then. I remember at a high school assembly, they had a band, and they played Fight for Your Right to Party.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, they played that, and before that, they played Seek and Destroy. And then they played the Fight for Your Right to Party, and I think everybody thought that it was an original song, like all the freshmen in the class.
Because they hadn't heard it?
Yeah, because, they hadn't known, because by that time it was 8 years old.
Oh,
we're dealing with, 14-year-olds who probably hadn't.
Are you talking 94-ish?
Yeah.
That's when they were a band?
Yeah.
And I guess
this is not the Kick-Ass Marshals.
Oh.
No, this is just a high school thing that was going on with the band in school at the time.
Ah.
Kind of a tangent.
Yeah, for sure. We like tangent.
Yeah.
That's the Dixie Creek Saloon, who hasn't re-upped with us, but we'll still give them a little two-second shout-out.
Yeah.
Dixie Creek Saloon, Tangent, Oregon.
Yeah, this is we're not really recording on a regular day, so we'll just shout out a Pizza Now shout out anyway.
Oh yeah, Pizza Now, they still give us a week, and then we take a week off. We probably still get a free pizza, right? Because they don't know when we take weeks off. As long as the show's on the air and we're promoting them every day, I mean, you'd have to be a Polak not to know any. But oh shit, I shouldn't.
Damn it.
Do we have any Polish? Do we have any downloads in Poland?
We got one in Kentucky.
I'm talking Poland.
No.
I got a story that is about a Polish guy who really, it clinches the stereotype of how dumb Polacks are. Remember when I was a kid, we had books and books of Polak jokes. Mm-hmm. This guy said he was off work for a few days, and so he was going to help his wife with some of the household chores, and she was gone, and he was doing some ironing and drinking some beer and watching boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was distracted by the television, and the phone rang, and he accidentally picked up the iron and burnt the fuck out of his ear. This just happened 2 weeks ago. This just happened 2 weeks ago in Poland.
How heavy does your phone have to be that you think that is your phone?
It had a handle on it. This was Thomas Paskowski. 32 of Elblag said he was helping his wife with the housework while he was off work for a few days. And after breakfast, I started to work. I turned on the boxing channel and opened a beer. Phone rang, and I mucked things up, he says. Instead of grabbing the receiver, I picked up the iron and put it to my ear. He was further injured when his head struck the door frame of the bathroom while he was running to pour cold water on his head. Fucking Polacks. He said he would continue to help his wife with the ironing, but not while watching boxing on TV.
So was the trigger?
Yeah, hey kids, don't watch boxing while you're ironing because you might burn your ear off. And you'll end up looking like Teddy Duchamp from Stand By Me.
So obviously it wasn't a cell phone he had. Accustomed to a cell phone.
Well, in Poland, they probably, I'm sure they have cell phones, but I would bet that they probably have a lot of old style phones that, like those French, heavy receiver, big old
European.
Hello? All I can hear on the line is static.
Oh, man.
No, that's your ear burning off. Yeah. So I just thought I'd add a little light
anecdote. That might be the best moment that happened in 2012.
Yeah, that's among the top. Yeah, but we'll hit some more.
Yeah, that's probably the next, great.
Next few episodes on Friday's episode and next Monday's episode, we'll still be talking about some of the things we didn't get a chance to get to, like, I don't know, some of the best concerts I went to of the year. We kind of ran out of time, but...
we didn't talk about any humping.
Oh, I don't even think we told anybody Happy Hump Day, so...
Hump it up.
Maybe that should be the new thing in 2013. We just tell everybody to hump every day. Every day is hump day at the Tagcast podcast.
We'll just
podcast.
Release a reminder on our off days.
Hump.
Yep, just a 3-second little clip.
Welcome to the Tagcast podcast. Hump. You have been listening to the Tagcast podcast. And then here comes the Floyd song or whatever.
Yep.
Hey, I did get to check out Floyd, and we talked about that on previous episodes, but that was awesome seeing him do his solo thing with Zach and Jason backing him up.
It's awesome.
Pretty cool. And I got there kind of late, as I told y'all, and he played Uncle Remus, especially for me, Frank Zappa.
Sweet.
So thanks, Floyd. And hey, write us a new song. Yeah. Well, you don't have to. I love this one so much, we don't have to. So stick around for some plugs. It'll give you stuff to do in the new year. And go out and see a show.
And then don't forget the word. Rock
to
on.
To your mother or to the turn. And metal.
The Tagcast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
tagcastpodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggots. You looking for something fun to do? I hope so. There's not a lot, but we got something for you coming up here in this new year of 2013. January 18th at the Wow Hall. It's the Arkham CD release show. That's kind of a blackish death metal band. They'll be playing with Facing Extinction, Dimensionless, and Lord. Tickets available at the Wow Hall and their regular outlets. Go check that out for yourself. The next night, Saturday the 19th, it's Slightly Stupid at the McDonald Theater. Once again, you can go online and find out where your tickets are. January 23rd at the Rosen Theater, it's Down, War Beast, and Harp. It's going to be a good show if you're into that. Phil and Pepper and those guys, and Down, the guys from Crowbar and some other people. Never heard of War Beast and Harp, but I'm sure they're awesome bands, so go check that out. Our buddies in 30 Pound Test are going to be opening for Soulfly coming up in February, with also Incite and Lodi Kong. And it turns out that the reason it's the Maximum Cavalera tour is because there's a Cavalera in each band. So you get your Maximum Cavalera intake for that tour. That's February 19th. It's a Tuesday. You should hit up Jason or Zach or Blake. Yeah, Lyndon has tickets too. You'll save a few bucks with that. So February 1st, it's at the Hawthorne Theater. We got DRI with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. So go check that out. There's some comedy shows coming up the second Friday of this month. Not sure exactly what the date is. We'll give you some updates next week on that. We also got the last Wednesday of the month at the Oak Street Speakeasy with Seth Milstein, and the last Thursday of the month at the Granary on 5th in Eugene. That's Comedy as Advertised. We're going to have all kinds of details for that coming up next week. So get out and do some fun. Don't just sit on your butts. Listen to the Tagcast podcast and smoke a doob. Peace out.
Tagcastpodcast.com.